Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this Saturday morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio, located in the lower level of our office facility, which is located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, today I'm thrilled to be joined by a first-time guest, a gentleman who is an entrepreneur, a business owner, someone who is growing their business very rapidly and very successfully. Perhaps most importantly, his appearance on Grow Siouxland is incredibly timely because his company offers an awful lot of services to help you make sure you're prepared for the imminent change in weather in Siouxland. Winter is around the corner, and our guest today is Mr. Jose Sebastian. Jose is the founder and owner of J&V Landscaping, located right here in the Siouxland Metro. J&V Landscaping does patios and mowing, retaining walls, concrete work. They do housekeeping. They can help you with your leave removal. If you haven't got those leaves raked up yet, maybe give Jose and his team at J&V a call. If you're looking for help cleaning out your gutters, Jose and his team may also be able to help you. Jose, a member of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and an asset to our community. In fact, the retaining wall on the south side of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building was replaced by Jose and his team earlier this year, and they did a phenomenal job. Jose, welcome to the radio program.
Thank you very much, Chris, for having me here. Hello, everyone.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. I know you're very, very busy, and I guess I tried to cover some of the services that J&V Landscaping offers. One of the things I missed, however, was, you know, you do snow removal as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes, and it's getting to be that time of year, as you and I both know. But we're going to talk about the services that you provide. We're going to talk about your company extensively in the second half of the program. In the first half of the program, we always invite our guests to introduce themselves to the KSEJ radio listening audience. And if you'd be so kind, tell us where you grew up.
Well, first of all, Chris, thank you very much for having me here in the program. So it's an honor to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, and we're thrilled to have you. Welcome to the radio program.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, just a little bit on my background. Well, I grew up originally from Guatemala, Central America, and a small town in the mountains. It's called Santa Eulalia, Huehuetenango.
That's a mouthful. What's the name of the town again?
Huehuetenango.
Okay.
Yeah, say it.
And in the mountain, I wouldn't dare even. I know that I would butcher it so badly. Might be great humor and entertainment for our radio listeners. Yeah. But you said in the mountains. So this is a mountainous region of Guatemala.
Yes, up in the mountains. It's really cold. That's a cold town, really cold town. Where I grew up, and we just we didn't have any heaters, anything. You just have to wear warm clothes, pretty much, yeah. But, I mean, there was nothing. Just.
Do you know what the altitude of that town was?
No.
So, like, really. I know that Denver is about 5,000 feet. They call it the Mile High City for a reason. Do you know at what elevation you lived at in Guatemala?
Not exactly, but it sounds quite, like...
Similar?
Similar to that.
So, it had to be beautiful country.
It is. It is a beautiful country. As a matter of fact, my wife and kids, we just visited last spring. Not this period, but 2 years ago. So.
And do you still have family in Guatemala?
Just my grandma, most of my family are up here in the U.S., but just grandma.
And how old were you when you first came to the United States?
I just turned 15 when I got here, so yeah.
15. So tell me about those first 15 years in the mountainous region of Guatemala in Central America.
Well, I always had a dream. I had a dream and to become someone, just not just like a regular worker at home. I always had something in my mind that I was going to be someone else, someone big. I don't know what, but I just, in my mind, I wanted to be someone which I went to school. I just completed just elementary school down there. So
is elementary school through the eighth grade in Guatemala?
No, just the sixth grade.
Sixth grade, okay.
Sixth grade. And just to work the land down there, we just had a couple of animals, chickens or hogs or pigs or whatever you call them. That's pretty much what we had. And we couldn't make a living out there. That's why my parents, they went out to seek for a better opportunity. And someone told him about the USA, and he came and he left us down there being small kids. My sister, she was back then, she was 14 years old, and she took care of us. There was seven of us in the family, but my sister took care of all six of us.
So five children. Mm-hmm. You're one of five children.
One of seven
yes. children.
Yes, sir.
Plus your mom is eight.
Yes.
Dad is nine.
Yes.
And dad left to go to the United States to check things out.
Exactly.
Okay. So your mom and your 14-year-old sister were responsible for keeping the rest of the eight together and...
Exactly.
And in school and fed and clothed and...
Yeah, my dad used to just send down there for us. Like every once in a while, he used to send money down for the support. And my dad got kind of a little crazy and went and grabbed my mom as well. And my sister stayed in charge of us.
So I'm sorry, I want to make sure I understood you. Your father came back and got your mom.
Yes.
Took her back to the United States and left your older sister in charge of seven children.
Yeah, so, yep.
She exact. And six siblings.
Exactly.
It's an awesome responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Just put somebody, like, in our present time, just put, like, a 14, 15 years old in charge. They would kill us. But, I mean, she's an awesome one. She took care of us. Really
she's
good,
an so. Incredible person. You're yeah. listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, a Powell Broadcasting radio station, on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is the founder and owner of J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping, located right here in Sioux City, Iowa. The owner of this company is Mr. Jose Sebastian. And Jose, your sister is raising you in the mountainous region of Guatemala as a 14, 15-year-old kid. She has herself and six younger siblings. How did she do it?
God knows. I don't know. She just, I know she took care of us. And I don't know.
It's a remarkable story. And then exactly. Tell me, so at some point, did your folks send for you? Did they come back and get you? Did they bring the whole family to the United States?
Yeah, in 1993, he came back. And he said he wanted to bring us, and I told him, you know what, I'm not going. I'm not going to the USA, no way, Dad. I told him I wanted to stay in the school, but he said, okay, you can stay here with your grandpa, with your grandparents, and but who's going to provide? Who's going to provide for your everything, for clothing or everything? So either you go with me or you just...
You're on your own.
On your own, exactly. And I said,
and how old were you at the time?
14.
Okay.
So I said, okay, let's go. We came here in 1993, and I got here, and I told them, okay, I will just be here for 1 year. Here I am after 30 years.
30 years later.
Yeah.
So you're 14 years old. You came to the United States. Where did your family first settle in the U.S.?
Florida. And we lived there for 9 months. Apparently, my dad, he was still, he still looked over like the places for a better pay. And he found out they were paying more money here in Iowa than in Florida. So he just said, okay, let's go to Iowa. So with the same year, 1993, we landed here in Iowa.
As a 14-year-old kid, you go from Guatemala to Florida to Iowa. Did you get back in school?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Oh.
Did you speak any English at the time?
Nothing. not a single word.
Wow.
So I don't know if I told you this, but I had to go to school to learn Spanish because my native language is Mayan. And first day here in USA at school, I got lost. I went to, on the hallway, I ran into one of the kids, and I still don't know what he asked me. Now I told him that day, I told him my name. Maybe he was asking me that if I was lost on the hallways or something. I just told him Jose. And he just said, okay. So I don't know if he asked me for my name or he asked me for what I was looking for or something. So it was a hard transition for me from Guatemala to the U.S. It was really a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Jose Sebastian. Jose is the founder, the owner, and the leader of J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping, located in Sioux City. J&V Landscaping does, in addition to landscaping, obviously, patios, mowing, retaining walls, concrete work, light housekeeping. If you need help with your leaves this autumn, or perhaps cleaning out gutters, J&V may be the perfect partner for you. After a short commercial break, we're going to continue our conversation with Jose Sebastian. We'll be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, your host today for this edition of Grow Siouxland. If you were with us for the first half of our program, you know that our guest today is Mr. Jose Sebastian. Jose is the founder and owner of J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping right here in the Siouxland metro area. Jose grew up in Guatemala, moved to the United States at about 14 years old. At that time, it was with his mother, father, and six other siblings, so a very large family. And Jose, you first moved to Florida. You didn't know a word of English. Then you moved to Iowa. Tell us about what came next. Did you graduate from high school in Iowa?
I regret that.
Okay.
I did not.
You did not stay in school?
I did not stay in school. I went till 10th grade.
Okay. And then I suppose you went to work.
Yes.
And what did you do?
First, I started out as a dishwasher here in downtown. It used to be Kingsley restaurant. I worked there as a dishwasher. Then during the day, I used to just be a busboy, cleaning up tables and all that stuff. So, yeah.
And what came after that?
After that, I went to work at a factory, just cleaning up guts, all that stuff for
animal processing.
Animal processing, yep.
Okay. So,
and then I went to work to IBP.
Okay.
And after that, went to work for a lawn company, a fertilizing company. And after that, I went to too many places. I lost count. But the last one, my last job, it was at Smithco Manufacturing. I became a welder. So I've been.
So you've done a lot of different things. At some point you said, I'm going to fulfill that childhood dream to be bigger and someone of more stature. And you decided that you were going to start your own company.
Exactly. That's what I did. So my wife and I, she just ended up without a job, and I'll just go back a little bit. 20 years ago, I started a mowing job, like on the side. I had a full-time job and then mowing like weekends and evening and stuff. So it's just really so stressful and not making any money. I was just living paycheck to paycheck. And until my wife, she came up with the, she ended up with a job, without a job. So we decided to go knock doors every single, everywhere we started knocking on doors. So that's how we started out.
It's a great story, and then built a successful business. You mentioned your wife. Tell us about your wife and kids.
Okay, my wife and I, we met like 14, 15 years ago, and between her kids, mine and ours, we have 12 kids total. So
you came from a large family. You're part of a large family. You and your wife are building a large family.
Exactly. So we have 3 kids in heaven, and we have kids, 9 kids alive. So we still have 3 kids at home living with us, but the older ones, they moved out. They're on their own now. So every once in a while, whenever we gather, it's really big party. Yeah.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Jose Sebastian. Jose, an immigrant from Guatemala who started J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping. And Jose, tell our listeners a little bit about the services that your company offers, because for those who are interested, winter is right around the corner.
Yes, exactly. So we offer all kinds of services, but the one that we're focusing on right now, it's the fall cleanup. And just right after a fall cleanup, we're going to be offering the snow removal service as well. So we like to work most of the time with residentials. We have some commercial, but we like to serve more of our people, because that's our business is based off of residential businesses, customer, I should say.
Well, and you've done some commercial business as well, because as I said, the retaining wall that needed to be replaced on the south side of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building, located right next to the Long Lines Recreation Center and the Tyson Event Center parking lot, was a phenomenal project completed by Jose and his team at J&V Landscaping. And I think it's also important to note that even if you're not looking for help this fall, if you have a landscaping project that you're considering, you may want to give Jose a call today to get you on the calendar for in the spring, because as I know, things fill up very quickly.
Exactly, because we have our number, or just look us up on Google. We're pretty much, our name is out there already. So our number here is 712-301-7524. So if you just decide to call us, we'll be answering anytime.
So again, J&V Landscaping can be reached at area code 712-301-7524. And Jose, do you answer that call?
Most of the time. If not, then my assistant, his name is Guillermo. So, okay. Yep, we're doing pretty much, yes.
And in addition to landscaping and patios and retaining walls and mowing and all those kinds of things, you also offer services in the wintertime.
Yes.
So those folks who are thinking the snow's coming and I have not yet contracted for snow removal, that's also a service that you guys offer.
Yes. And then we offer indoor too. So my wife, that's where she comes in.
So that's the housekeeping side of J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping. And do you do that for residential and commercial, or strictly residential?
Strictly residential.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you're interested in the housekeeping services or the snow removal with J&V Landscaping, again, area code 712-301-7524. And you want to ask for Jose Sebastian, or Guillermo can also answer those calls and provide that type of assistance.
Exactly. Yep.
And we're getting to be on the precipice of the holiday season. Is it entirely possible that you could do a gift certificate for someone that was doing some holiday shopping?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely just give us a call and we can arrange that so we can, yes, of course.
So as we visit with you about this business, how many years has J&V been in existence now?
Just a little bit over 12 years.
And for someone who's listening to the radio program and they're thinking about starting a business, and they want to be an entrepreneur, and they want to work for themselves, and they want to grow a business, what advice would you have for them? What advice do you wish someone gave you 12 years ago when you were thinking about starting your own business?
I would say don't overthink it. If you're happy where you're at right now, then stay. Otherwise, if you just want to be somebody different, as I started out on my own, I think it's the way to do it. I know it's a tough decisions, but at the end, it's worth it. So don't overthink it. Just dive in and just make sure you know your numbers, know your goal. Just see yourself a goal and just work hard at it. And I know there are going to be challenging days, and sometimes you almost want to give up, but at the end, I know it's worth it. So.
And how many employees does J&V have today?
Including my wife and I, there are 13 people in our team.
So is this similar to the dream you had in Guatemala as a child?
I would say I'm not there yet, but yes. Yes, sir.
So the dream to come to the United States, the dream to start your own business, the dream to own your own business and work for yourself and be successful, I'd say you've done very well.
I would think so, yes, sir, because as I look back, it's just been quite a journey, but I think it's really well paid, and I'm going for more. I'm already, I feel like these 12 years has been just a learning process, so now it's a time to take another step in the business.
And as you said earlier, your plans to take J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping to the next level.
Exactly.
So we'll count that among your New Year's resolutions for 2023.
Count on it. Yes, sir.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland this morning on KSCJ Radio. KSCJ is a Powell Broadcasting radio station. You can find us at 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. You can also find us at kscj.com under the Listen Live icon. I would like to remind our listeners, if you miss a past episode, you can go to kscj.com, click on the programming icon, and then after seeing the drop-down menu, click on Grow Siouxland. All our previous editions are there. Today, our guest has been Mr. Jose Sebastian of J&V Landscaping and Housekeeping. If you need their services leading into the autumn or you want to schedule work for next spring, 712-301-7524. Jose, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
We'll be back on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.